إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, dear friend of mine asked me a wonderful question, and his question was, why are we Muslims? So my first answer was, because we choose to be Muslims. But he was not happy with that, so he asked me a second question. And the second question was, why do we choose to be Muslims? So I said to him, that is something that I cannot answer. Why do we choose to be Muslims is something that each one of us has to individually answer for himself or herself. So he said, can you explain that as you would explain to your children if they asked you, why are you a Muslim? So that puts me in the spot, and so I thought, let me do that as a Fajr reminder for myself and for you. I want to remind you and myself that to be a Muslim does not mean to be born in a Muslim household. It does not mean to be born in a particular race or in a particular country. It does not mean to have a name which has an Arabic or a Persian or an Urdu origin. It doesn't mean any of these things which commonly go with being Muslim. It doesn't mean you have to eat or like biryani or wear a sherwani. Being a Muslim has nothing to do with cultures of the world or nationalities or races or genders. Being a Muslim is a state of heart and a state of mind. It means accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as the only one worthy of worship and of obedience, and to worship Him without ascribing any partners to Him, because He has no partners. To actively and consciously believe this in your heart. Being a Muslim means to accept and consciously believe and hold in your heart that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, is his last rasul and nabi, after whom there is no rasul and no nabi, and that he is our master and our leader and our imam, whose way and life and method, which is known as his sunnah, we follow in this world, and who we hope to be in the company of on the day of judgment and to follow into Jannah, inshallah. Being a Muslim means to consciously and actively understand and believe that a day will come when we will meet Malakul Maut and be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That a day will come when we will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that day is called the day of judgment, Yawmul Qiyamah, Yawmul Akhirah. And on that day we will be told what we did, and on that day we will be judged. On that day we will be rewarded or punished, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His reward and for protection from His punishment. Islam, being a Muslim, means to believe in all of these things in the core and root of our hearts and our minds, without any doubt of any kind whatsoever. Being a Muslim means to believe all of these things without any doubt, without any hesitation, and to believe in this completely and totally, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for His grace and mercy in all of this. Being a Muslim means that you have thought about this, you have reflected on this, you have spent quality time and emotion and energy behind this, that you have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for His guidance in this, and that your heart has therefore been opened to this. Being a Muslim means to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is different from knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. About Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is a way and is a means of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. But it's not the same thing. To know Allah means to be consciously and continuously aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, which means that our lives are completely and totally therefore obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we do not do anything consciously, we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any point for anything. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us real time, that He knows what we say, what we do, what we speak, what we think, what we hear, what's in our hearts. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for this, and that to Him is our return. To know this completely and totally and firmly in our hearts and our minds. I want to differentiate between knowing something and believing something. Knowing something is far more powerful and far more deep than just believing something. And I am using the word knowing something very consciously. So to know this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, that He is my Rabb, that I have a relationship with Him, because La ilaha illallah is a statement of relationship, it's not a statement of information. To know this completely and totally, and to have that relationship and to build that relationship, and to understand that the core and the building of that relationship lies in obedience, not in information. To know therefore that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, to understand this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And again, to understand the fact that this is not a statement of information, but it's a statement of a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, to know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to know his seerah, to know his sunnah, and to practice his sunnah and to live according to his seerah in our lives, because we genuinely and totally and completely believe that this is the best way of living our lives. This is the meaning of being a Muslim. Being a Muslim means that we take pride and we take confidence in the fact that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us 24/7, that we are aware of His presence in our lives 24/7. This gives us two protections. One, it protects us from sin, from disobeying Allah, because we know that Allah is watching us and listening to us and seeing us. And two, it gives us confidence to face anything that comes in life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So these are the two protections of this. Being a Muslim means to take confidence and pride in our ways, in the ways of Islam. I distinguish and differentiate between ways of culture and ways of Islam. The two may be the same, and the two can be completely and drastically different. I'm saying that because Islam has spread all over the world. American culture is not Muslim culture. British culture is not Muslim culture. Indian culture is not Muslim culture. Saudi Arabian culture is not Muslim culture. Iranian culture is not Muslim culture. No culture of any country or nationality is necessarily Muslim culture. Muslim culture is the culture of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majmain. We need to clearly and distinctly differentiate between these two. Whatever is in American culture, in British culture, in French culture, in Canadian culture, in Australian culture, in New Zealand culture, in African culture, in Nigerian culture, in South African culture, in Tanzania, in whatever, in Indian culture, Pakistani culture, Bangladesh culture, Nepali culture, Sri Lankan culture, Malaysian culture, whichever culture. Whatever fits with the culture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Islamic. What does not fit is not Islamic. no matter which one of our ancestors did it, no matter how many generations have been doing it, no matter which sheikh and which murshid and which maulvi says it, it is not Islamic culture if it does not fit in with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah and seerah. Being a Muslim is to know this, is to understand this, and to be confident and to be completely clear in our minds about this. Being a Muslim is to understand that we are born with a responsibility. To understand that we weren't sent into this, that we didn't come into this world, but that we were sent into this world. That we were not sent into this world to eat and drink and make merry and satisfy our desires and to accumulate a lot of possessions and to buy this and buy that and go here and go there and this holiday and that holiday and this skydiving and that bungee jumping. We were sent to for a serious purpose, and that purpose is to change this world. To change the world from whatever state it might be in to a state where it is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. To free the world from the slavery of its rich people, of its powerful people, slavery of its upper classes, slavery of its lower classes, slavery of anyone and anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. To give men and women true freedom, which is freedom from slavery to another man or woman. Freedom from slavery to a man-made idea or theology or ideology. And to put them in a state where they are enslaved with only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. To understand that we were sent to free people from slavery to their desires, from slavery to other people, and to introduce them into this only slavery for which we are entitled and which is a mark of honor, and that is slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I am deliberately using the word slavery because it is generally considered a bad word, and it is a bad word in a human context. But slavery to the one who created us, that is the purpose of existence. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, to understand that and to glorify His name and majesty. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Being a Muslim means to take pride and confidence in the sunnah and seerah of Rasulullah SAW. To take confidence in being known as an ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just by talking about it, not just by declaring it, but once again by proving that you are an ummati by being like and behaving like and walking like and talking like and dealing like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were sent with a purpose, and that purpose is to spread goodness around us wherever we might be, to whoever might be around us and with us, to spread goodness to all those who inhabit this planet with us, to all men and women from anywhere of any kind, to all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to all His creation, that which is animate, that which is not animate, to the waters and the air and the rocks and the stones and the trees and the grass and the earth, to the animals and the birds and the reptiles and the amphibians, to the fish in the seas, to the birds in the sky, to the animals in the forests, to preserve them, to protect them, to treat them as if they are given to us in trust, because that is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. When He said, "Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati ma fi al-ard," He said, "This whatever is in the heavens and the earth has been made for you, has been made subservient to you, has been made obedient to you," meaning that that thing is now in your care. Care does not mean walking roughshod over it. Care means to take care of it. Take care means to look after it. Care means to hold it in trust. This is what being a Muslim means: to represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, to represent the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world in such a way that it brings goodness to every living man or woman or creature on the face of the planet. This is what being a Muslim means. To live this, to understand this, to walk this, to talk this, to propagate this, to explain or wants this to be explained to, that is the meaning of being a Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this and to give us this in our hearts and minds in such a way that this becomes a means of benefit for us in this dunya wal akhirah. I believe, as I started with that and I want to end with that, which is to say that I think it is very important for every single one of us to think about this, to reflect on this, and to help others to understand this in such a way that when someone asks us this question, why are you a Muslim, we are able to answer them with confidence because it comes straight from the heart. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ